Presentation of Another Voice on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
You are so beautiful.
Cameras in summer bodies are not on the best of terms. Too much flesh, so many overexposures, no bodies safe. I know a good-looking guy who was basking poolside when he looked into his friend's sunglasses and saw a reflection of his bare chest. He scrambled for his T-shirt and announced he was going on a fast. There are so many ways to get caught. Just hope no one in your family is carrying one of those tiny, sneaky video cameras. It's bad enough that someone can point their cell phone at you and send off an unflattering image to friends and family before you can say cheese. And you know what happens when your photo ends up in Computerville. It lives there forever, like cellulite. Smarter to be the one with the camera. That way, even if you become part of the photo, you can delete the picture before anyone else sees it. This is the good thing about digital cameras. In the old days, you had to wait until you got your prints back before ripping up what no other human eyes should be allowed to witness. By the way, I consider it a matter of etiquette and loyalty to automatically kill all unworthy photos of not only yourself, but friends, sisters, and mothers. Of course, you could Photoshop everyone sitting on the beach blanket and they'd all look like they're in a Bando Soleil ad. This concern came to mind after reading of suspicions that photographs of the real bodies of real women in the Dove ad campaigns had been digitally altered. Dove says no. The photographer, the famed Annie Leibovitz, who cleverly makes sure she's always on the safe side of the camera, says no. The Dove people have been champs about celebrating women of all ages and shapes in their ads and billboards. In a world of advertising prone to speak of anti-aging miracles, Dove was the first to use the term pro-age. It's been a revolutionary campaign, and the women who appear in their undies, or even less, are truly brave. They smirk and flaunt themselves before the camera. They are proud women, not the kind who would hide behind the potato salad bowl in the back row at the family picnic. It is a relief to see their bodies instead of the wispy, hungry waifs that most designers still use to push their clothes and perfumes. If Dove ends up selling a lot of shampoo and hand cream because of their everyday women, maybe others will be encouraged to try the reality approach. In the meantime, their images of real women, like people you might see in the locker room at the gym, are reminders that imperfection is the norm. If the photos of the Dove models were altered at all, the photographer said only minor color corrections were made, it wasn't enough to skew the message, which is that one woman's hefty backside is another woman's generous belly. This is something that we need to keep in mind as the sun burns down and we begin to strip. Suck in what you can, lather on the attitude, keep to the shadows, and when someone calls for a group photo, be ready to say, "Let's use my camera." For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.
You are so beautiful.